How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Rob. And you?
I'm wonderful. How many times do you hear Ma Beaker when you when people refer to you?
Lots of times over my lifetime I've heard that song.
Yeah.
And I like it, actually.
I like it as well. Are you going to be singing it in your head when you're flying through the air at 1,000 trillion miles an hour, plummeting to Earth?
Yeah, I might consider that, or Someone Saves Me. There's a song known titled that.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Yeah? You got yourself and, what, four councillors are jumping from the Isaac Regional Council. That's fantastic.
Yeah, four employees, Rob Kane, Ross Dorrington, Candace Jenkins and Jenna Phillips. So, yeah, we're all braving the challenge to jump out of the plane.
And we know it's a fantastic cause, Mackay Hospital Foundation. I mean, honestly, does so many great things for so many people.
Yeah, well, that's been the main driver for me, is the Mackay Hospital Foundation, and the fact that we actually will be delivering, finances to support equipment for the Moranbah Hospital and the Claremont Hospital specifically. So, you know, it's raising money for funds that will be directly injected back to our region. So it's a really good cause. It's created quite a lot of conversation right across the region. So I didn't realise that it was so interesting or so exciting to watch the mayor jump out of a plane, but apparently it is.
It is. There's going to be a lot of cameras down there. Hopefully you're not going to be copying that nutbag over in America that did it without a parachute. Did you see him the other day?
Absolutely not. My adrenaline went straight to the pit of my stomach when I saw that. There's no way on earth I would never make that target.
What? It was a fairly big net, Anne.
It was a big net, but I still reckon I would have missed it.
What training have you done so far? Anything?
Any training? No, I haven't done any specific training, but I generally try to keep myself quite healthy. So hopefully I'm okay. Like, I'm healthy in terms of, from a doctor's perspective, I'm healthy. So.
Yep. And we're raising a lot of money.
I've got pretty old nipple knees, though, so I hope the landing will be soft.
It'll be definitely soft on sand. You can't get much more softer than that. How are the knees? Yeah. You've been playing netball for a few years?
In the past, I've played a lot of netball in my life. I don't actually play now. I play from the armchair, and I'm still getting over the Firebird Swiss Grand Final on Sunday. So
wasn't that great?
Yeah, it was fantastic. Best game in netball I think I've ever seen, to be honest.
Do you reckon she'll retire now?
I hope not, because I think next year's, it's a new
competition.
New competition altogether, and I think, you know, finally after a lot of years, there's great opportunities there for netballers individually to, you know, move towards the professional side of the sport, which it's been, you know, begging for a long time. So anyone that watched Sunday's game would know that all those players deserve a further opportunity. So I hope good things come their way.
Well, a lot of good things are coming your way next weekend, of course. Toss the Boss. If we want to donate to the Isaac Regional Council, where do we go? You've got all information on your website, surely?
That's right. It's all up on the Isaac website, and the donations can be made online, actually, to www.mycause.com.
Mm-hmm.
And with our team, which I'm very proud to say, have reached the $4,000 target, which is fantastic. And
yeah.
I'd just like to say thank you to all the people, generous donators. And you can keep those donations rolling in, because it is going to our regional Mackay Hospital Foundation and being distributed to our local hospitals, which we're very proud of.
And it's good of you nominating yourself for an extra $20,000 to do it, and you'll shave your head at the same time. So that's really nice of you to nominate yourself for that as well.
Yeah, I think that's a rumour, and that's been totally made up. I can't recall making that.
Even for $20,000?
$20,000, yeah, I'd just pull that out of my back pocket. No, I don't think so.
No, I mean if someone donated that.
If somebody donated $20,000, what, could you say that again, Rob?
If someone donated $20,000, you'd do it. You'd shave your head and then jump.
Shave my head and then jump.
You'll think about that one.
I'll take that one on notice.
Good on you. Good luck. You're not getting an idiot of it, but good luck next weekend. Thank you so much for being part of the wonderful cause, Toss the Boss. We look forward to seeing the photos and video and having a couple of frothies to talk about it, okay?
That's great. Thanks very much, Rob.